When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And, oh, boy, a lot of really great stuff on Facebook this last couple of weeks. And, some stuff you guys have missed. Did you know? Well, I better get everybody here before I go off on a tangent about that. There's so much we've got to catch up with. And it's so fun to be back in the studio. I'm a little excited because we're back in the studio again, and there's actual people here, and I can see Nathan's new haircut in person. However, I resisted not scrubbing his head while we were recording my promo, so I've been behaving myself. Anyway, as always, and making sure everything is functioning properly, our Animal World production engineer, Nathan Miller, is, of course, here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am not a mother of human children, but I am a mother of animal children, and they have taken really good care of me for Mother's Day.
Boy, and they see you as a mother, too.
Oh, they do. They do. And you should see the wonderful flowers they got me. Really, really, really good flowers. And anyway, so yes, happy Mother's Day. And of course, just so y'all know, we of course wish all of you happy Mother's Day in the traditional sense. But here's the disclaimer: this is Animal World. Okay, so we celebrate the animal mothers out there, and that means us humans that are mothers of our animal friends. And not to take any way away from mothers that have human babies, but us animal moms are special too. And so happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there that mother your animal friends. And if you haven't heard me tell you before, you need to know that your animals want to honor you, and they love you, but they can't go to the store or unless they're on video, they can't do Amazon and order stuff. So you have an excuse to shop for yourself. So what you do is you figure out what you want for Mother's Day, and you go get it, and then you tell your animal friends, you show them, you say, look at these fabulous flowers. So I've been telling my cats for 2 weeks all the fabulous, and Robbie, the fabulous flowers are getting me for Mother's Day. So they think the flowers are phenomenal, and they think they're from them. They also tend to respect them better. And well, of course, they're outside. The cats can't mess with them. And anyway, so we've had a wonderful Mother's Day so far. But remember, you get to go out and shop for yourself. And so if you haven't done that, please do.
You could always do a little trick I always suggest with your dog is take them to a pet-friendly store and take them down the flower aisle, and whatever dog or whatever flower bouquet your dog sticks its nose up to first, that's the flowers you get for yourself for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's a great idea. All right. All right. Sounds very good. And I mean, you can do that. I mean, I remember when Robbie was a puppy, and I took him actually as one of our advertisers, and we went to their store, Earth Pet, I think. They were in Issaquah. They're not there anymore, but Robbie got to pick out his first Hugglehound, And that was very cool. So, you know, and on another subject, if it was your animal's birthday or your dog's birthday, you could take them to the store and let them pick out their own gift.
Yeah.
That's always
like
fun.
The pet store.
Yeah. 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 All right. So it is second Sunday of May. Really? It isn't July? How about August?
I was thinking
Doesn't
August,
that make
yeah.
more sense, August?
It's like we okay. were just talking about when is spring yeah. coming, and then wait a minute, it's summer. What happened to spring?
Well, it's like, yeah, well, we didn't, it's, this is just, the weather's just weird. Anyway, it's the second Sunday of May, believe it or not. And that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, energy codes, and Rasmussen, we reset Sunday. So, in the studio with us, Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, and Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. Good morning, you two.
Good morning. Good morning.
And almost we didn't have Dr. Nels with us, however, because, you know, he's got stuff going on and has had a trip planned to go look for property, because if you haven't been paying attention, and if you aren't on the mailing list, you would know that Dr. Nels and his wife, Martha, because there's another Martha in the group here, he and his Martha have listed their home up in Darrington for sale. But last time I checked, they didn't have any place to go yet. So
that's right.
They had to go find stuff. So we're going to find out in a minute. Uh-oh. Ah, shoot. Because I don't know the report yet. But anyway, so they were going to be gone property looking on the weekend. And then, I don't know, somebody had a good idea that, well, perhaps he could shift his trip one day and come back a day earlier, and then he'd be able to be here with us. So thank you for altering your traveling plans
it
so you could be with
out
us.
It all worked out great. I'm glad we did.
Well, yeah, because, you know, if you hadn't, you'd have been roasty, toasty. it was so hot, you know, because being even hotter today and tomorrow is anyway. So it's nice to have you here. And Linda, of course. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha.
And Linda's sporting a new haircut.
Yes.
So everybody's gotten haircuts around here. Nathan shaved off the sides and the back of his head, but kept the hair on top. And Linda kind of has gone much shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not, yeah, I mean, shorter. And it looks really nice. But
Thank
so
you.
If you'd like to check out, I didn't get Nathan, but I did get Linda and Dr. Nels, so you can go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and see a photograph of this morning, so you can check out Linda's new haircut. And then, okay, so going back to Facebook, some of the coolest stuff, and I think my favorite posts, and not a lot of people have seen it, but did you know that, oh, that's my Mother's Day picture for... Happy Mother's Day up on Facebook, and it's a mama elephant hugging trunks with a baby elephant.
Aww.
So that's our Happy Mother's Day wish. But did you know that butterflies drink the tears of turtles?
Mm. Wow.
All right, so keep scrolling. Go down farther, down farther. You got to go down farther, farther, farther. And the first one I posted, there you go. Now, look at that. That's a turtle out of the water sitting on a stone, and there's all these orange and yellow butterflies all over his head. Well, and so I didn't realize, but butterflies eat or drink the tears of turtles to get the sodium. So I thought, well, that's an interesting story and all of that, and I thought that was very cool. And I was wondering, is this really true? Now scroll back up to the other one. And then, so a few days later... this one comes through. It's three different turtles in a different place, and they've got butterflies all over their heads, too. But isn't that cute?
You got to watch the first video, too, if you go to Facebook and read the captions that they put up on the,
it's fun,
on the video. It's so cute and funny.
Yeah, 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 really cute. But something, you know, it's amazing. I learn something new all the time from this stuff. I mean, I had no idea. It's all, you know, all kinds of one. Anyway, and there's all kinds of other cool stuff, too. But I'm kind of obsessed with the turtles and the butterflies drinking their tears. I just think that's so cute. Some really good rescue story. That's just a really phenomenal touch your heart rescue story of a monkey that was caught up in a net and drowning in a flood and being saved. And, oh, gosh, it's just incredible. That's the one. It's wrapped up in a net, which is caught all around a post in the flood, and some wonderfully patient, looks like young man, saves this monkey, and it takes quite a long time to unwrap it from the net. Look at that poor little thing. It's just Aww. Completely wrapped up. But by the time you get to the end of the video, it takes a long time for him to get the net off. And then the monkey's freaked out there. And then he kind of washes it off in the water because it's all muddy and yucky. But now the little monkey, now that he's been washing it off, the little monkey's starting to bond with the human. And it's just the cutest, because this is a wild monkey in a flood. It looks like maybe a baby monkey, but it is starting to bond with the human. This is so cute. And then pretty soon they'll switch farther ahead where he's gotten the monkey all. Oh, it didn't go all the way. Anyway, at the end the monkey's dried off, but just the sweetest look with this monkey and this man. And then of course then the video's over and you want to know what happened. But anyway, it was really sweet. All right, so check out Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, all kinds of cool stuff. And let's see, what else we got to talk about? Well, we'll just knock off a bunch of stuff. I guess the next big thing was, is anybody becoming a hockey fan or a Kraken fan around here yet? I know we have big, huge Mariner fans in the group. Well, Nathan and his family. Would anybody care about the Kraken yet?
If I'm driving, just happen to be driving at the time when they're playing the game, I love to listen to the game.
Ah, okay.
But I'm always so busy, I just never have time to sit down and pay attention otherwise. But they sound just amazing.
What I like about this time of year, too, especially with the Kraken being in the playoffs, is our TV provider dropped the Root Sports, which covers the Kraken game, so I can't really watch regular season games very easily unless I'm out at a restaurant or someplace. So now being in a playoffs, it makes it really easy because it's covered by, national
ESPN.
Providers.
Yeah, it's on ESPN.
It's very easy to watch a Kraken game at home. So that's been a big part in me becoming a bigger fan, too, is now I'm actually able to watch the games.
Yeah, well, and so I told you last week, I think we were talking about it, Nathan, that I just have never been a fan of hockey. And I was like, I couldn't imagine getting into hockey. But, I explained that for whatever reason, I just think the energy around the Kraken is phenomenal. And I don't know what it is, but from the very beginning, now I've never, and I'll tell you, I never liked hockey, ever. And I never want but hockey's been around for a long time, and Seattle sort of had hockey going as long as I've been around, And so every once in a while there'd be a hockey game on TV, or my parents might be in, and anyway, I hated it because it seemed to me it was such an angry sport, and everybody's always fighting, they're throwing them into the penalty box because they're fighting, but there was a lot of fighting going on, and there was a lot of blood. I just didn't like it at all. But then the Kraken comes along, and when that started to happen, I looked at their logo, and I don't know what it is, but there's phenomenal energy around this team, and it feels really, really good, and I can't explain it other than that. There was not good energy around the Seahawks, and even worse around the Mariners when they started, and I attributed it to the problems of the stadium and nobody. The people voted it down, and then the powers that be want it so bad they do it anyway, and everybody's mad. So everybody's mad when those teams started out. Well, with the Kraken, when I started thinking about this after last week, we talked about it on the air, and I was thinking, I don't know what it is that's so good about them. What came in, what I got intuitively, came in through my right, it is the stadium. Okay, because I remember when before all this happened, we had the Kraken, but they're getting ready to redo it was the old Coliseum, which, of course, was built for the World Fair in 1962, which important to me because I was a kid, the World's Fair was a huge deal back then. And I was there practically as kids were there almost every day the whole summer long. And anyway, got real good at flipping dimes and quarters onto dots to win stuffed animals, just in case Anyway, you need to know. Anyhow, the Colosseum was really important. So there was a lot of talk about tearing it down. Okay, and everyone tear it down. But then there was a lot to know. And eventually they made the decision to save the roof so it would be the same. And then they built. Anyway, I got that was it. Because they made something, they made it new out of the old, and anyway, that it has to do with that energy. But anyway, I felt really good. So I'm thinking, but I'm not into sports that much anymore. I mean, I grew up in a sports family and so forth, but other things have taken priority in my life. And I never thought I'd get into hockey. I don't know that I ever will, but I just thought it was such an angry sport, didn't want to watch. So I hadn't really watched. Well, then the Kraken gets really good. And then what? This is their first season. And this is their second season. And they're in the playoffs. And by golly, they won the first round. And they've got a good chance of winning the second one, too. And they anyway, in the game yesterday, I had a gift from Divine Mother. Mercury's been in retrograde. And I don't know about you guys, but it's been a major Mercury in retrograde for me for quite a while, and appointments changed. Well, the last minute, was always scheduled to work on Saturday. The last minute yesterday, my appointment people had to reschedule and because life went crazy. And anyway, so I ended up not doing a session, so I was around, which gave me an opportunity, which I'm grateful for, to get prepared for this heat wave and get the air conditioners out and all that sort of stuff. But I also knew that the Kraken, they were playing, I don't know what, 4 o'clock or something yesterday afternoon. Anyway, so I waited as I thought, I can't really sit and watch the game because I hate hockey, right? And so I would be putting my air conditioners in and I could pay attention and kind of root for them. Well, and then I started watching a little bit here and there. And I realized that hockey's come a long way in the last 70 years. And their equipment, of course, is way better than it used to be. And they're not angry all the time. They're not beating each other up. They apparently, they can be, but I mean, it's not a total fist fight and a pig pile the whole darn game. And everybody's in the penalty box all the time for fighting. At least it seemed like they're a little more respectful of one another, but it's kind of crazy to watch them crash into that.
It's a little interesting you would say that because the Kraken, before they became a team, their coach was the coach of University of North Dakota, which my brother went to. Mm-hmm. And his style of building a team was being very aggressive. And when they're playing against another team, they're going to knock them around. I mean, they are ferocious. And that kind of translated over to the Kraken. So the Kraken are notorious for being very aggressive and hard hitting on the ice and everything. So it's kind of surprising to me that you're saying this.
Well, but Nathan, how old are you?
Not old enough to remember the old days.
Well, you're in your 20s, right? Yeah. Well, okay. 50 years ago, whole different ballgame.
Ah.
So what, because I did watch a lot of the game yesterday. It is so benign compared to what it used to be when I, now my memory may be somewhat inflated because I was a young child. So it may have been more dramatic to me than it maybe actually was. But from what I remember, it was nothing compared. I mean, their aggressive nature is like, what the heck? They throw each other into the glass. Big deal. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, literally, Nathan, their faces would be bleeding. And I mean, there was blood all the time everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was all a big fist fight. And there, anyway, so it really is a whole lot better than it was. And I really didn't have any trouble watching the parts of the game that I did. And now, am I a fan? I'm hockey. Well, as long as they're winning, I will be. Anyway, so, you kind of get caught up in the excitement and everybody has a chance to at least come together and root for something. And I guess that's what I like more than anything else is the camaraderie that it brings everyone together. And that's kind of nice for a change since everything is so divided. So anyway, let's see. When do we they won game 6, Nathan, and so they play game 7. They have to go back down to Dallas, and I think they play tomorrow. Is that right?
I believe so. I'm checking on that right now.
And I think it's tomorrow, probably around the same time. in around the 4 o'clock area. I think that's what I heard. But anyway, so go Kraken and think good thoughts for the team. And wouldn't it be fun if they went all the way and won all the bells and hoopla's? And it's Stanley Cup, isn't that what the big deal is at the end of all of this playoff stuff? Anyway, it would be fun to have to watch all of that. So I did keep up yesterday, and because of that, I am now all prepared, and I got all the air conditioners out of storage and installed. Normally, I wait till there's somebody around. I have a friend there that can help me because it's easier with two people, but I got it all done, so I'm ready. I just kind of thought, though, that the heat kind of – it wasn't as big a deal at my place yesterday as they had said it might be. It only got up to about 85 at my house, and the first day of a heat wave is – not a problem. It isn't till a few days in when, you know, and it doesn't cool down at night. And I noticed it didn't cool down last night. It was 65 when I went to bed, and it was still above 60 when I got up this morning. So I think that's the big problem. It doesn't cool down at night. So then we start extra warm in the morning. They say it's supposed to be into the 80s by around noon when we get done. So, you know, you're just better off to stay in the house and listen to us folks today and all of that. And I guess, Nelza, it was hotter up at your place because you were traveling. How it was, you went over to the Idaho area.
Yeah. As we were driving back, the hottest temperature I saw coming from the east side was 84. And then we crested the Snoqualmie Pass, dropped down to 78. And then it wasn't very long, I think around North Bend or somewhere, that suddenly it was, you know, we were up at 90.
Wow.
And then it stayed around. It kind of bounced around for a while. But when I got up to my house, it was 91 at 5 o'clock in the evening. And other people that my Martha had been talking to said that it had been well into the mid-90s in Darrington.
And you're up in the Darrington area. Yeah. So you got a lot hotter than I did. And is it correct, Nathan, or is it supposed to get hotter today? And what are we looking at?
It is currently 70 degrees out there, and our heat advisory does remain in effect for today and tomorrow, meaning today we're going to get pretty much into the 90s for some areas, and Monday, mid to upper 80s. So still warmer temperatures ahead of us. It's not really going away anytime soon. It does cool down later in the week, but that's only to the high 70s and low 80s.
Yeah, so what's the deal here? It's May, weather angels. And it looked to me like I didn't see any rain in sight for a while. And
had plenty of April showers, so here comes the May flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, but I'm just getting my flowers going, and I guess I'm going to be spending a lot of time watering that I normally wouldn't be doing at this time of the year. But it really was a beautiful day yesterday, so we'll see what happens. And Dr. Nels, you're expecting it to get up into the 90s again today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We expect mid-90s at least.
All right. Well, so before we move on, because we mentioned your trip and that you just got back yesterday, and you were out, you know, your home's on the market.
Right.
And you went looking.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you say still looking. So that still was looking, I was hoping you had good news.
The violins have not played.
Okay, yeah. But I know when I saw you recently, you have a great attitude, and so you're trusting, right?
I just trust that the timing isn't exactly right for me to find just the right spot anyway. It's more like find the right area and feel like I'm feeling good about where I'm looking. But I need to get my house under contract before I really start getting serious about putting money on something else.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm waiting for, really. And by the way, we still have an open house this afternoon, people, from 3 to 5.
Ooh.
I just want to say, if you have air conditioning, now's the time to put it in big, bold letters.
Sorry, we don't. But, you know, it cools off at night at my house really well. So we just put a fan on the other end of the house and pull all the cold air through. And in the morning, it's all nice and cool again.
The other thing about Dr. Nils's house is that it's beautifully landscaped, and so there's trees and shrubs and little oases around so that
Yeah, the photographs are really wonderful because you did send out the listing and so forth.
Right.
Now, if just by chance, if there's someone listening that is seriously interested in something up in Darrington or would be interested in coming to the open house, how would they find out about that?
Let's see. Well, you can put in open house near Darrington might work, or you can put in my address, which is, should I say this on the radio?
Well, that's up to you. Do you want to think about it?
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Right. 36922 Swede Heaven Road. Yeah, 36922 Swede Heaven Road.
36922 Swede, S-W...
Yeah, S-W-E-D-E, Swede Heaven Road, and that's in Arlington, although it's so close to Darrington as to be kind of silly to call it Arlington.
So you have an Arlington address?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay, so 36922 Swede Haven Road. What a nice name.
Swede Heaven.
Swede Heaven.
Although people call it both, and the mail gets there.
Swede Heaven Road. But that's a really neat name for the road. Great place.
And we live on the sunny end of Swede Heaven. There's also the shady, cool end of Swede Heaven. We're out on the sunny end.
All right. And so the open house is noon to 3 this
afternoon? No, it's 3 to 5 p.m. It's just a little glimpse this afternoon.
3 to 5 this afternoon. So in case you feel like driving around because you have air conditioning in your car, you want to go
up
to
Come on out and see the flowers. Oh, this is the best. This is probably the number one best weekend of the whole year for our gardens. I mean, just amazing
out
there.
It's my favorite time of year. And look at that, how late we are. We haven't even started the show yet. Well, how about that? All right, well, how about we take care of advertisers and get caught up on that, and then we'll officially start the show. And just so you know, the other big thing is, you know, the planet Mercury's been in retrograde for the last 3 weeks, wreaking havoc, at least in my life. And the good news is it goes direct tonight, this evening, 8-something. It'll be direct. And then so it takes a few days to straighten out. But there is hope on the horizon, light at the end of the tunnel, that the retrograde is coming to an end and will stabilize by the middle of the week, most likely. So that's good news. All righty. We are going to take care of advertisers and come back and start the show with our prayers and affirmations and go on with our discussions from there. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Working hard to put a smile on your face. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and his healingministryforanimals.com is the website. So, Dr. Nils, you still like people, if they're interested in working with you off the air, is to contact you through the website, correct?
That's the best way. You can call me, but if you want me to make sure all my ducks are in a row, then you get me to through the website, then my system helps keep me from losing you. Whereas if you call me, I have to manually enter you into my system and fraught with possibilities.
Right. So now, you know, you can always, if you can't, if you don't have internet or you can't contact him through the website, you know, you can use the phone number. But the ideal way to contact him is through the website, which is healingministryforanimals.com.
That's right.
Do they still need to fill out a contact form?
Right. There's a little contact form. It's pretty brief. And that's just so that I can get the information to set up a time to talk to you about what's going on.
Yeah, because Dr. Nels will always talk to you for free over the phone. He's a free introductory evaluation. So you can call, you know, set up this phone chat, and then, you know, he can let you know whether he can help you and your animal friends or whatever's going on. And you still offer the Rasmussen Reset do-it-yourself at home?
Yes, I have that program. It's available right from the website now. You can go to the website, and there's a Fast Track 1. That's how to get a hold of me. And Fast Track 2 is you can just go ahead and get the Rasmussen Reset video do-it-yourself course for $50. Basically, you join my association, and then it's a free benefit of joining my association. And you get the course.
Wonderful. Sounds great. And so if you're waiting with your pen and paper and need a phone number, remember the first choice, though, is healingministryforanimals.com. And if you have a computer and can go through the website, that's the best way to go. But if all else fails, you can always give him a call. Not now, because he's on the radio. But and the number would be 425-238-2668. Right? 425-238-2668. All righty, then. We are all set. So how about, before we get to chatting more, I will give you phone numbers, too, here. If, you know, phone lines are open, and of course, what we're going to be doing for the day is taking your phone calls and doing free treatments for you or your animal friends. And if you call in, then Dr. Nels usually tunes in, starts working on the animals, and Linda works with the humans, and we would love to hear from you today. So you can call in anytime. And, oh, and I forgot to mention, of course, our wonderful Stacy, call screener. Where's Stacy, if you're wondering? Well, she would be here except that she's got family business today on Mother's Day. And I'm not going to share all the details, but she's busy with family stuff. So everything's okay in the Stacy department. It's just that Nathan is wearing both his hat and Stacy's hat. So he will be running back and forth between studios handling phone calls. So if you just call in and you just he can't talk to you immediately, he'll put your line on hold. You'll know that phone line's been answered because you'll hear the show playing in your ear. And then he'll get to you, get your call ready for us as soon as he can get into the other room. So local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. I was right. Okay. All righty then. So let's go ahead and officially start the show. And if you haven't been with us before, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of prayers to Saint Francis, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals, and then a pile of affirmations to get ourselves all spiritualized up and ready to deal with the heat for today and the rest of the week. All right, here we go. First prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now we got a pile of affirmations, and I say them all out loud three times. And by the way, this part of the show, and whether you participate or not, is optional. You don't have to do the affirmations with us, but if you'd like to, you certainly can. And I know lots of you do them every day at home like I do, because I hear from you. And all of these affirmations have been, I have picked them specifically because they've all been really powerful and have first changed my life and many people that I know. And all have been contributed by some part of our spiritual family here. So the first one, I contributed, but it's one I picked up through my Ananda. And it seriously shifted my life. So here we go, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from our guest, Linda Rasmussen, today. And you'll find out if you call in, and she works on humans. Usually she'll give you an affirmation at the end to help keep the energy going and so forth. And that's where this one came from. And it came through on the show, and then people started using it, and I started getting calls, and Stacy's saying, oh my gosh, this is shifting my life. And I said, well, I better do it too. And by golly, it changed my flow. And I am now religious about doing this, and it's very, very powerful. So here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Whew. All righty. Now, next one here. Is from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division. And the affirmation that is great to just get you in the right spirit for going out in the world and sharing health and well-being and keep you in the right frame of mind. So I do this not only for me, but for my animal friends as well. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Ooh. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our energy seer and personal awareness coach, feng shui person. And I do this also for my animal friends and find it does help us kind of deal with the energies going on. Three times, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously aligns with and accepts the energy of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then to conclude this whole bunch of affirmations, the last one is the Ananda Worldwide Warrior of Light affirmation, and this is the one where we get to send love and light all over the planet, and especially around here. See a little electric blue light has a cooling energy to it. So let's send that around our area here to cool the temperatures a little bit too. All right, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And all righty, now Dr. Nell's part here is to conclude this whole pile of affirmations. Cross your hands over your chest and repeat with us, I trust, I trust, I trust. And of course, you're trusting in the higher power, whatever you call it, that all of this is true, and you've just affirmed all of that. So, whew. All righty, we're all spiritualized and energized up and good to go. So, I think we can talk for a moment. And, of course, if you would love to have a healing with Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen, and by the way, they don't treat or diagnose, okay? So we do ask you a little bit about what's going on with your animal friend or with yourself, but that's more for our understanding and for us to be able to follow along. But basically, you guys just... You just tune in, and often, like if Linda's working with a human, you give the brain something to do so you can get in there and get in touch with the body. And then you guys balance what the body tells you to do, right?
Yeah. Find the aberrant energy and get it rebalanced and things start to work better.
And so this is not intended to replace, your doctors or your medication or anything like that. It underlies all of that and just helps everything work better because it brings your body back in
alignment. You get your energy and your physicality in alignment, functioning smoother. You're more efficient, and an efficient functioning body just does better, and it'll work better with whatever other program you're on.
And for humans and for animals, it influences all kinds of things. I think we learned about Dr. Nels originally because of the physical healings and all these paralyzed dogs from the waist down. No drugs, no surgery, and 4 to 7 treatments with you. They're up and walking again. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? And so various levels of physical stuff is all positively affected. But I've also found that you are making some miraculous strides in working with behavioral issues with animals and emotional stuff, with people and so forth. So phenomenally helpful for humans and for animals and for emotional stuff, behavioral stuff, physical stuff. So whatever's going on, you can call us and get some help today.
Linda and I are going to get you back on track.
That's right.
So phone calls take priority, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. We would love to hear from you. And let's see. I suppose we do, before we leave the heat wave today, have got to make sure that, this has come up real fast. I mean, we are, we're thinking it's August, not May, but we're not used to that. I know I had to shift real quickly yesterday and make sure that, my fountain and pond are staying full for the animals, and it's getting drained at night. So, the one thing I had to remember to do yesterday was move Robbie's water bowl because, during the winter and the spring, it sits in one place closer to the hose, the one that's outside, and that's fine. But when it gets this hot, it gets too much sun and it gets too hot for anybody to drink it. So I have to move it farther away and into the shade, and I did remember to do that yesterday. But so think of those things that you would adjust because of the heat, and then be ever so careful about taking your animals with you, especially your dogs with you in the car, because this is deadly if you leave the car in the sun or in the shade and the sun moves over it, even with the windows partially open. On a 70-degree day, it only takes 10 minutes for the interior temperature to start cooking your dog or your kid, for that matter. So please be very careful. And it looks like, from Nathan, you said, 80s are going on for, ever here. It's like someone lost track of what month we're really in and all of that.
Yeah, basically an entire week. I mean, the temperatures do say it's going to get to, 78 as the high on Friday, but, with the heat index and, being out in the sun, it's definitely going to be warmer than that.
All right. So y'all be careful about that. And then also on these hot days, you remember that concrete and the pavement, because there's a lot more stories these days. People don't think about that. And dogs' pads of their feet get burned. So some really yucky posts on Facebook and stuff of dogs that have their pads burned and stuff, because we don't think about it. But if you're any question, you know, put your hand down, feel the pavement, take your shoe off. And if it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your dog friend. So be careful about that kind of stuff. All righty. Told you about Mercury. I was going to say, oh, the big news today. I remember last week I told you that the biggest dog show of the year here in states, Westminster Dog Show, happened last week. And does anybody know who went best in show?
No.
Well, let me...
I have Google at my fingertips here.
You don't need Google. You can just go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Because, of course, who needs Google when Aunt Martha's around to tell you this stuff? So, for the first time ever, a PBGB won best in show. Linda, see, I knew it.
Is that like a peanut
say,
butter
oh,
and jelly?
What?
Dog?
A PBGB. Okay. Now,
is it a dog?
It is a dog.
Okay. Reminds me of peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
And it is, now, well, let's see, because I can.
PBGB.
Yeah.
That's got to be like an acronym, but
it
I
is,
could be wrong. I've
yes,
never heard of that.
It is.
Okay.
So the it's like a long-haired basset hound, sort of.
Oh.
The same body structure. I'll show you a picture in a moment. But I actually have to look at the name to be able, because since they aren't my breed, I can't just rattle off the name. So they are, Nathan, a petite basset griffon vendine. A petite basset griffon vendine, hence PBGV.
Oh, PBGB. V at the end.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said B.
Well, I often do, but it really is supposed to be a B. Petit Basset Griffon Vendine, a PBGV. So, now, Linda. He has a famous name because he was named after an old rock star. His name is Buddy Holly. but there you can see him. So there. They have a long body.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think that's where that Basset in their name is. So I think they're related.
Yeah.
But so they have that longer body, but they have more like a sheepdog coat, you know, kind of white and gray and a little longer. All right. So that's the big news in the dog world. PBGV won Westminster. Best in show. Ooh,
Buddy Holly won Westminster.
Yeah. Buddy Holly won Westminster. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. All righty, and then I guess, we better take care of advertisers. Looking at the clock here. So, and where is everybody? They may be passed out in the heat somewhere or taking advantage of the cooler morning and before it gets too hot. So let's, I've got one more thing. I've got a good update on Hummers and what's going on with that. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World already. Let's see, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses, or dogs, cats, and ferrets, excuse me. Janice is really into horses, but the supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And great skin and hair coat supplement and for dogs and the best cat vitamins, the New Pro Nuggets. And I just had to put Robbie back on the New Pro supplement. He needs a little help with his coat. So anyway, check them out. N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. You can read all about them. And there you can find some of them in local pet stores and all of them on Amazon. So easy to get. Check them out. newprosupplements.com. And of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in the Shoreline area. Phenomenal energy. It's just a great place. Linda goes regularly, like I go, and being, boy, in that energy with the gongs and the Acutonic forks, isn't it wonderful? And yeah, really, really neat. So you can work with Jude in person, which is highly recommended because then you get to be in the presence of the sound. And but you can also work with her remotely, and she's got some great videos up, so you can experience the gongs and so forth on Facebook. And you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can just give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. So, man, I am excited because the Hummers seem to be moving through their breeding season. And I was talking about that mine were gone, oh, let's see, for 3+ weeks last weekend. So 4+ weeks. Well, things are progressing because my adults are coming back. So started towards the end of the week, I started seeing a dad, either a rufous male or a redhead, Anna. And then I saw the mom. And yesterday was the first day that I saw both the males and the female adults several times during the day. So I know that means that, you know, the babies are getting bigger and it's only a matter, it could be any day now, they come with the babies. So I've got all the baby feeders out and everything ready to go and Aunt Martha's just waiting, you know. And then I keep reminding myself, my mother used to tell me, you know, Martha, a watch pot never boils.
Yeah.
Okay, but somehow I forget that because, well, but anyway, I'm just very eager to meet the babies and all of that. But I know there have been a ton of people on our Nextdoor network complaining and saying, oh, my hummingbirds have been gone. And I don't understand. And, you know, and I keep posting to say this is normal, but not everybody reads the answers when they post about stuff. So, but anyway, it's normal stuff. And the timing might vary depending on your neighborhood. And what's going on and how soon they started nesting. But this is a little late, I think, because it was so cold and rainy. Spring didn't really happen. Then all of a sudden it was summer. And I don't know if we're going to go back to spring or not, because anyway. But I'm waiting, and I think the babies will be back anytime. All righty. So, gosh, I guess there's been no action on the phones, huh? All right, where are you, everybody?
They're at Mother's Day brunch.
Oh, that could be. That could be. Or you're home with just your animal kids, and in that case, you ought to be calling us. I know I felt Diane when we were doing the prayers and affirmations, and I get to the Warriors of Light energy. I see and hear Diane doing it her version, because she has her own a different version that she does of the Warriors of Light. Mm-hmm. And so I know she's out there. Anyway, we would love to hear from you. Dr. Nels and Linda are just sitting here with their arms folded. So you got to give them something to do. They need something to do. So local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And I always forget to tell you, but you can send us email while we're on the air to our Animal World email address, and that's animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So, looks like we are, oh, Nathan's taken off his headset. I bet I know what that means. Now, see, mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder. Now, look at how quiet he spoke. I bet you guys couldn't hear that. But he actually answered the phone. So we've got somebody waiting, huh? Cool. So, obviously, we won't have time to get to a phone call here before the top of the hour. We are almost out of time. And whoever you are on the phone, will you just hang on here? Because once we close out this hour, then Nathan will run into the other studio and get you ready. And it looks like we will start with phone calls the next hour, and that would be wonderful. If not, we'll throw in current events whenever our first opportunity, because we got something cool to talk about. Has to do with baseball. Nathan and his mom. And pushing Martha outside of her comfort zone. We'll see what happens here. And with something she doesn't ever. Anyway, got some news here to share. And we've got to talk about some details. Anyway, it is time to start thinking about rolling out the love train. And that's what we do at 10 and 11 o'clock. So we change the hours out. And this part of the show is that gives us an opportunity to get up and move and get the juices flowing and a little bit of exercise going so we can be all energized up for the rest of the day and enjoying the beautiful sunshine. And I have to say, on the break, I turned around and looked. What a spectacularly gorgeous morning. I don't know. I can't remember the last time the view outside the window was so beautiful. I mean, it is just absolutely bright blue sky. Not a cloud in the sky. Seattle's, well, is that an eagle?
Those are two eagles.
We got two eagles.
And if you look up to the left just a little bit from those two, you can see a third one soaring higher.
You're right.
Wonderful.
Oh, how cool is that? No wonder I was feeling a pull to turn around. How often do we get three eagles soaring right in front of us? Well, we're just going to watch the eagle.
They're just right out the window. Even without my glasses on, I can see their white heads and white tails.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Very brilliant. I know this makes really great radio to listen to us watching, but.
One of them's flying really closely in formation with the other.
I think they're maybe going to have sex, people. We can't, we can't be telling you about this anymore.
Well, they can join the Mile High Club there.
If they start falling toward the ground, that means they're having it.
Oh, really?
That's how it works.
There's no fish for them to go after.
They made it
rats.
Midair. Yeah, it takes them a couple seconds before they go splat.
But the hot weather is a great time to look for soaring birds because they like to climb those thermals and float around.
All right, well, now we're just totally messing up the time. But anyhow, we have eagles soaring, and we got two eagles and... And then there's another one chiming in. So I think they would like the third party to get lost, and which maybe it looks like he has. But anyway, the sky is beautiful. Seattle's beautiful. You can even see the Space Needle and the Olympics. And the good news is, look at all that snow that's still on the Olympics.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I mean, it was
right?
only like 5 days ago. It was 50 degrees and raining. So.
I know, but I mean, it's really good that we got snow up there because that has to do with water for the summer and all that. So anyway, so that's great. Anyway, all right. We better get going because we got to fire up the love train and get us dancing around here. So you got to know that. This is not optional. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Join the love train. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And before we get on the love train, I always energize up the music with our yogi energization prayer to get us lots of good energy for the day and the week. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. Our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.